שני, נעשה לשיר.
בכבוד. With your permission. Today is called Yom HaMiyuchas. Was Yom HaMiyuchas. Today is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Am Yisrael that he wants them to become what we call Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. Hashem told Am Yisrael that he would like very much to be kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. This was the second day of Chodesh Sivan as a preparation that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear on Har Sinai to give us the Ten Commandments. So this is how the Torah starts. That's what we're going to read Bezrat Hashem on Chag HaShavuot on Sunday. B'chodesh HaShlishi, in the third month, the Tzebni Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim and Am Yisrael came out of Egypt. Bar Midbar Sinai, they came to the desert of Sinai. So the Gemara says in one version that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have appeared right when we came out of Egypt. On Chodesh Nisan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I do not want to do it. Because the horoscope, the mazal of Chodesh Nisan, is a tale, is a sheep. And I don't want to appear when the stars in the sky resemble the sheep. Yeah, what's the difference? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own idea. And that's what he said. The following month, it was last month, 3 days ago, Chodesh Iyar, Hashem said the horoscope of the month of Iyar is a bull. A bull, Hashem said also, I don't want to give it. So, Chodesh HaShlishi, the third month, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to appear and to give us 10 commandments, it's Chodesh Sivan, this is this month. The horoscope of this month are twins. If you know stars, and you look in Shamayim, you can see that kind of the stars, they have like two entities and they are identical. It's called Toomim twins. Hashem said, I want to give the Torah, the Ten Commandments on Chodesh Sivan. And the question is, what is really behind it? What's the difference if the horoscope is a sheep, the horoscope is a bull, or the horoscope is are twins? It doesn't matter. It's twins. It doesn't matter. But let's see what the Gemara says. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's what's going to give us a Torah this month. Vayisum Refidim Bamidbar Sinai. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, says the Gemara, they came out of Refidim, they did Teshuvah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, they dwell against the mountain. Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. It's one unit. So the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu called up Moshe and told him, come upstairs, I want to talk to you. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. This was today. This is God tell Am Yisrael. That's what I would expect them to be. Remember what I did to Egypt. I took you out of Egypt. I brought you to me. Now I want you to be one nation. Holy nation and kingdom of Kohanim. Says the Torah, the Rebbe Gemara explains. Moshe came down to Am Yisrael, told them what Hashem said. And I said, perfect. That's what we want. We agree 100%. But he said, we would like to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'd like to see him. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows there's nothing to see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no form. You can't expect to see something. You don't ask to see because there's nothing to see. Of course, the Gemara says they saw when they crossed the Yamsu, they saw some kind of a vision. So, but if that's the case, they saw already. There's nothing more to see. The way the Gemara says, the Gemara says what you say in Asi Yashir, the Am Yisrael were able to see some kind of a vision. Of course, it's a spiritual vision. It's not a physical one. But it's dark if you want to explain to yourself, instead if you see the shape of a cloud. Because of course, there's a secret in the clouds why they have their shape. There's the ministers in Shamayim. It's called Sarei Ananim. A person knows how to read clouds. It doesn't have to be on the internet. He can read the clouds. The clouds tell you everything. It's called Sarei Ananim. Also, there is a thing called Sharei Shemen. So if you know how to read oil, it's the same thing. There's a special power in the olive oil. If you pour olive oil in a plate or in a cup, and you look inside, you can see certain things in the oil. Now, the same thing is called in the clouds. The way you look in the sky, sometimes you see the clouds are this shape, sometimes that shape, how high the clouds are, the color of the clouds. It belongs to ministers called angels that are responsible for the clouds. So, of course, when Am Yisrael saw something, the Gemara said Am Yisrael saw something, when they crossed Yam Suf, says the Gemara, even a maid that came out of Egypt was able to see kind of a vision. So they saw. What do you see? You see nothing. There's nothing to see. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has no physical body. So what it means is a spiritual thing. A spiritual thing, probably that's what it was. The Gemara says the color of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's appearance is blue. That's why the Luchot were blue, and the skies are blue, the sea is blue. I said, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, if we may say, the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. The Shekhinah is blue. It means you have to see a blue color. You see, this is why the tzitzit is blue. We have a tchelet in the tzitzit, as the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of tzitzit, we have one string, a blue string. Says the Gemara, the blue string that comes from a snail is going to remind you about the sea, about the sky, about Kisei HaKavod, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Am Yisrael saw something like this when he came out of Egypt. So they saw, when they crossed the Yam Suf, they saw something. So they saw like it was a shape, or probably of a blue thing, like a cloud. So they saw already. So now they say again to Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Again, it's nothing to see, physical. Spiritual you saw already before. And even if you didn't see, what do you mean you want to see? What can you see? What can you see? What difference does it make to you? Not only that, lishmua et malkenu. They want to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you have to hear? You don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, they say they want. Moshe comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, well, Am Yisrael said they would like to see you very much. They want to hear for you, to hear from you. So Hashem said, okay, if that's the case, let them prepare themselves 3 days, 2 days, and I'm going to appear. So the Torah says that Bayim HaShlishi, Kolot Ivrakim, Kol Shofar Chazak Meod, and the blow of the Shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu blew the Shofar. What did he blow the Shofar for? The Gemara said it was raining. The day that Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared was raining. Hashem made lightning, Hashem made thunders, and Hashem blew a shofar. Echirat kolam asher b'machaneh, they all got very scared. V'yitatzu b'tachtit ha'ar, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu took them, and they all stood under Har Sinai. Come the Gemara and says the following, what do you mean they stood under Har Sinai? B'tachtit, v'yitatzu b'tachtit ha'ar, under? The Gemara, yeah, you know what happened? Even though we said Naseh v'nishma prior to the arrival of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to force us to accept the Torah. To force us. So the Gemara says, so called if he may say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain, Har Sinai, and Hashem told them, Israel, Moshe told them, I have a message from you. Hashem said, if you accept the Torah, fine. If you don't accept the Torah, Sham tekvuratchem, or potekvuratchem, Hashem said, he's going to drop the mountain on top of you. Says the Gemara, Mikamu Darabah Loraita, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to accept the Torah. And the question is, what is really the purpose that Hashem wants to speak to us, or He wants to give us as in commandments? Now He wants us to get it. We must get it. How far that we must get it? Says the Gemara, if Am Yisrael would have said no in the beginning, like the Gemara says, other nations said no, Hashem would have destroyed the world. If you don't accept the Torah, the question is, what is the problem exactly? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave 6 mitzvot to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. He added 1 mitzvah to Noah. It's called Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. That every person on earth has to keep seven mitzvot. Nothing else. Says the Rambam, doesn't matter if you're a Jew or not a Jew. It says Hashem wants you to keep at least seven. A Jew, of course, after Har Sinai, we have to keep 613. But before Har Sinai, seven. Seven mitzvot, it's not so hard. Seven. Comes the Rambam and says, listen, anyone in the world that keeps seven, he has a ticket to Olam Haba. Even a goy, doesn't matter. A good goy that keeps the seven mitzvot, he doesn't steal, he doesn't kill, he believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't eat a piece from an animal while an animal is still alive, he doesn't do bad things, impure things. There's seven mitzvot he has. He has to appoint judges. Says Rambam, he has a place in Gan Eden. Well, he cannot see Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is far away from him. So you need binoculars. You got binoculars, you can see. You sit all the way in the back. And you're not in a stadium. You want to watch something in a stadium, you need binoculars. So you have binoculars, but he's in Gan Eden. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, it forces us, that we have to get the Torah. How much? Says the Gemara, Eretz Yarabi Shakta. Says the Gemara, and earth was shaking. If Am Yisrael would have said, no, we don't want it. No, we have seven mitzvot, it's enough for us. We don't need to keep anymore. Why do you need all these mitzvot? Shabbat and all the mitzvot, you don't need it. Let's keep seven. And let's Hashem listen, it's 2,000 years. Of course, Abraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they kept a little bit more. So but it was voluntarily. They didn't have to. So we have to, we as a Jew, we have to keep it Mila, and maybe ever Mila Chai. A few other mitzvot. But that's it, finished. But you don't have to keep 613. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though we said Nazim Nishma, Kadosh Baruch Hu forces us. He forced us, we must accept it. This is what does Hashem need? We should keep the mitzvot. What is needed for? Sister, not only that, but of course we said, yeah, of course, you know, we saw this mountain on top of us. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, fine, I'm going to speak to you. Here comes the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say the ten commandments to us. We saw a fire, we saw a fog, arafel, choshech, darkness, and we heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The machloket in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, exactly what did we hear exactly? Did we hear anything? Or we just heard, like we call a boom, a big sound, a tremendous big sound, we didn't understand nothing. The Gemara says the Goyim heard it in the old van to Bilam asking, what is this? What is this? What happens? Nuclear bomb? What happened exactly? So Sarai said, no, we did hear the first two. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm God. I took you out of Egypt. You may not have any other God besides me. But the rest, we didn't hear for sure. But everybody agrees. The most we heard is the first two. The other eight, we didn't hear nothing. We just heard a sound, a tremendous sound. And then Moshe told, let me ask Moshe, what was it? I said, that's Hashem spoke to you. Hashem said something to you. I said, what did Hashem say? Moshe said, this is the Ten Commandments. And it says, don't say Hashem's name for nothing. This is Lotis Hashem Hashem Elokei Chalashav. This is the third command. Then Zechorot Yom HaShabbat. Remember Shabbat. Kabet Avicha V'Timecha. Respect your parents. Lot Yotzach. Don't kill. Lot enough. Don't do impure things with married ladies. Lot Ignov. Don't steal. Lot Yanever Achai Chaker. Don't say a false statement. Lot Achmod. Don't desire. This is the Ten Commandments. Again, two of them we heard, if we heard it. And the other eight, that's a shumshin. Comes the Gemara, says, first you should know, Marchetz Vakoti Diduni Didun. Says the Gemara, you should know, when we heard it, we had a heart attack. We had a heart attack, says the Gemara, everybody died. Excuse me. Yes. Yes. Yes, Mordechai. I'm in the middle of the lecture. It's emergency. Okay. Okay, so put them. So put them. So put them on the telephone. Okay. It's an emergency. He gave me a job as a rabbi, you know. So the Gemara says, please excuse me. So the Gemara says that when we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all died. We all died. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent angels. The angels revived us. So the Gemara tal orot alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring from Gan Eden some kind of a smell together mixed with dew, and so-called angels sprinkled on us, and we were revived. Says the Gemara, we didn't die once. Through the Ten Commandments, whatever it took, few seconds, we died, we revived, we died, we revived, we died, we revived, we died, we died. Because of our seizures. Seizures. And it says, we fainted, we almost died, and angels woke us up, and again we died. 10 times, man. 10 times. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Says the Gemara, says, excuse me. Yes. Yes, what's the question? To do what? Why you took a bath at home already? No, you take a bath. You go take a bath now. What's the problem? So take a bath. So don't go. Why the Christ to take a bath if you want to? It's a cold bath or hot bath? It's okay, Abani. If they want you to take a bath, you go take a bath. It's no problem. Thank you. There's a story. A story. Chazoni said that in the mikveh, the lady should be very nice to the people. Very nice to the people. She says, "Don't hire in the mikveh somebody not so nice for life." I said about 23 years ago. It was a court case in Israel. Had somebody killed the lady. He went after her on the street. I think it was in Tel Aviv. And she had a gold chain. A gold chain on her. He pulled the chain. He wanted to rob her. So he grabbed the chain. By the way, the chain was a very good chain. He could not break the chain. So he pulled it. And then the lady fell on the floor and died. It's a true story. It was in the newspaper. So they brought the guy to court. Murder. I mean, robbery and manslaughter. His mother was in the court. In the court, they showed a picture of the lady that died. The lady that died, so the mother fainted and in the court, and then she got up. So they asked her, the lawyer, the judge, showed the picture of the lady who died. And they said, I'll tell you what happened. It's about 20 years ago, I had to go to the mikveh. And when I got to the mikveh, the lady over there started to give me a hard time. She says, we're closed already. No, we can come in. So I told the lady, but I have to go to the mikveh because my husband is waiting for me at home. And if you don't let me go to the mikveh, then I'll do something not proper at home. So the lady didn't answer anything. She says, goodbye. She closed the door. This is I went home, and that night without mikveh, I conceived. And that lady that was killed, this is the lady that didn't let me go into the mikveh. And this boy was conceived that night because she didn't let me go.
in the newspapers all over Israel. Wow. At least the question was from a mikveh now. That's why I answered the phone. So, Baruch Hashem, we have cell phones. No? Okay, imagine without cell phone, what would happen?
It'd be better than that. Just no internet.
Oh, no cell phone,
better than that.
No cell phone, the lady might do a scene.
No internet.
It's a false lady, not Otto.
False lady, don't do a scene, Rabbi. No way.
No, they don't, the husband.
That's what I'm talking about. Did you see that? I'm talking about that.
Yeah. So, the question is, the Gemara says that when Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu the first time, and said, Moshe, Moshe, Bayom Irineni, says the Gemara, Hashem spoke to Moshe in his father's voice. Moshe thought it's his father. Says the Gemara, why? If Hashem would have appeared to Moshe in a different voice, and sound, it would sound very loud, Moshe would have had a heart attack. Same thing the Gemara said, Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was lying in the Mishkan in Shiloh. All of a sudden, here somebody calls him Shmuel, Shmuel. So he runs to Eliyahu Kohen and said, did you call me? Eli said, no, I didn't call you. He goes again, he lies down over there. It's a Navi. Navi said he again hears Shmuel, Shmuel. So he runs again to Eli. He says, did you call me? He said, I didn't call you. I said, somebody's calling me. He said, who's calling you? It's Hashem. So Eli tells him, next time you hear me, it says, Hineni. And as Navi says, that happened. Shmuel went back to his place. They had a mattress over there in the Mishkan in Shiloh. And he heard Shmuel, Shmuel. And he said, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he speaks to you very nicely. He doesn't have to frighten you. He doesn't have to say 10 commandments in such a loud voice. Excuse me. Such a loud voice that they all not only died once, maybe died 10 times, says the Gemara. And I wanted to revive them 10 times. What is the purpose? Now the Ten Commandments themselves are, if we may say, too simple and not necessary. For example, the first two means, I am God, I took you out of Egypt. It's a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvot we live in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this also, Noach has it. It's that Adam HaRishon had it, Noach had it, all the Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, Hanukh, they all had this mitzvah. This is one part of the mitzvot that Hashem gave to Adam HaRishon and Noach. He said, you have to believe in God. This is a mitzvah. Hashem stands on our Sinai. He says, I am God. He says, Hashem, I know it already, you God. The only thing, if I wouldn't think you God, I wouldn't come out here. And we crossed Yamsu, we believed in you. We believed in you even in Egypt. We had the Yitzharah, the Avodah Zarah, but we lived in it. Every person in the world has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not something special. Hashem, the Ten Commandments, I'm God. Well, of course you God. Don't have any other God besides me. It's obvious. It's at least I didn't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to me and say, this is, I'm God. Of course it is, you God. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Don't say my name for nothing. Don't say my name for nothing. So again, I don't know exactly what really is behind it. What does Hashem care if somebody says his name for nothing? Somebody called me Mordechai. Hello, Mordechai. You know, I go to the airport. I stand in front of the security. He looks at the passport. Says, Mordechai. They want to check if I am Mordechai. If I would say no, say, it's a false passport. It's not the right passport. As well as Hashem care, somebody says Baruch Ata Hashem, says for nothing. Okay, so Baruch Ata Hashem. You wanted to have a fruit. He changes his mind. Yes, a big deal. So he says no. It means also don't swear. Don't swear for nothing with Hashem's name. What is it really behind it that Hashem worries about? How important is this one? In a way, this is the most important command. Why? Says the Gemara, I want to ask you a question. Says the Gemara, listen. There's a guy being suspicious, suspected, what, I don't know, suspected exactly, he's being brought in front of the judge. And the prosecutor says, this guy stole. He stole. It's all, and we have a witness. That is all, but one witness. We have two witnesses. There's no question. The court has right away, you're a thief, then there's no question. After investigation of the two witnesses, the decision is made, verdict. This is the guy is a thief, he has to pay what he stole. There's only one. One witness. So the halacha is, nishba keneged ha'ed. So you have to go to the Torah, put your hand on the Torah, and says, I swear I didn't steal. That's the halacha. It's called Shvuah D'Oraita. Hashem said it. I said, but you brought him to the judge because you suspect he stole, and also you have a witness. One witness is not valid. It's not enough. You need two witnesses. But in the Chad Michev Shvuah, one witness makes you go to the heart. You have to hold the Torah and say, I swear that I didn't steal. I swear. Says the Gemara, wait, I want to ask you a question. He says, this guy you suspect is a thief, right? Says it says in the Torah, don't steal. So you suspect maybe he did not obey the command. So the man is not really what we call in America a religious Jew. Because if you're a religious Jew, you don't steal. You don't steal. So that man, not only you suspect him, the police call him, they have a witness against him. Now what you want him to do is you want him to put a head on the Torah and swear. Says the Gemara, well, if this man is something that you suspect that he stole, he also will put his hand on the Torah and he will swear for a lie. Why do you believe him? Big deal. So, if he doesn't believe in lo tegnov, not to steal, he doesn't believe in lo tisar. Hashem said, don't swear for nothing. He swear for nothing. He said, if he keeps the Torah, he wouldn't steal. Now, he has a witness against him that he stole. Now, if he stole, he's not to be believed. If he's not to be believed, why you let him put his hand on the Torah? Why you believe him? He's like, well, I want to tell you something. When Hashem said the third command, "Lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokech al Hashav," don't say Hashem's name for nothing. There was an earthquake, 10.7. The whole world was shaking. Since the Gemara until time of the Gemara today is nothing. We don't feel anything. You know, we some people don't feel. I said, the time of Gemara, a person before he had to put his hand on the Torah and swear, his body was shaken. He's shaken. And Bedin says, what happened? Why shaken? I said, you got to pay him. I said, he couldn't put his hand on the Torah. He couldn't swear. I said, why he couldn't swear? Because the world shook at command number 3. When Hashem said, I'm God, the world didn't shake. Hashem said, don't have any God besides me, the world didn't shake. When Hashem said, don't say my name for nothing, the world shook. That shook of the world, that thing, has so much impact on people that went inside the genes. And since then, says the Gemara, when you bring a guy to the court, and you say, I think the guy stole, and he has a witness against him, I said, put your hand on the Torah. Maybe he stole, but he will never swear on the Torah. Never. Okay, why? What's so important? Why does Hashem care so much about saying his name for nothing and swear on the Torah? And he doesn't care so much about his first command and second command that he is a Kadosh Baruch Hu and don't have any other God. Let me go. Next command. Zachorot Yom HaShabbat Tekadshu, keep Shabbat. Okay. First of all, I want you to know, the Gemara says that Am Yisrael already got this command in Mara. 3 days after we came out of Egypt, we had no water. Moshe Rabbeinu threw a tree into the bitter water. Sam lochokim shabbat, sham nisau. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, go tell him there's a mitzvah of Shabbat. Then we got the man. We got the man also. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, no man on Shabbat. You can't carry. You can't go mechutz l'tchum. He says, again, we know already Shabbat. Here comes the Kabbalah, says, command number 4. Keep Shabbat. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much. I know it already. You told it to us already. Not twice. Not once. Twice. Next one. Kabet Tadicha V'etimecha. Respect your parents. Respect me. You have to tell it to me. What do you think? I won't respect my parents. Says the Gemara, a goy. Says the Gemara, a goy. Lama ben Antina. A goy. In time of the second Bet HaMikdash. Was a stone lost from the Kohen Agadol's Choshen, Urim V'Tumim. Yashveh. The son of Binyamin was lost. Says the Gemara, the Chachamim went and they heard is the goy that he has these stones, precious stones. The Gemara says they went to his house with a lot of money. It was a very expensive stone. It has to be a very big stone because you have to engrave on the stone letters of the Shvatim. And he go to his house, he said, yeah, I got a stone. He said, well, it's in the safe. He says, okay, let's see. He said, well, my father sleeps now. And he rests his feet on a box. That in the box, there is the key for the safe. Go home. He says, the Gemara Chachamim said, what's wrong with you? So he came to me, wake him up for a second, he's going to fall asleep again. He said, were you crazy? I'm going to wake up my father? What is this? A goy. A goy. Respect your father and mother. He says, come on, respect your father and mother. I said, yeah, Hashem has to say it on the Ten Commandments. A goy understood it without Ten Commandments. So what's the purpose to have it in Ten Commandments if a goy understands it? That's like a Baruch Hu tell me, it's too simple. He said, I don't need Ten Commandments for this. Then Lo Tirtzach, don't kill. Okay. Who would kill? Animal kills. Besides, it's one of the sort of Bnei Noach. Hashem already told Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, in Gan Eden, you're not allowed to kill. Hashem told it to Noach. Every goy is not allowed to kill. You speak to me now, you tell me Ten Commandments. What's the Ten Commandments? Don't kill. He says, that's the appearance of Hashem. Hashem said, don't kill. He says, that's obvious. I don't need you to say that. Lo tignov, don't steal. What do you mean lo tignov? Don't steal a person. Don't steal a person. What do you mean don't steal a person? A goy is allowed to steal a person. You're not even to steal money. You're not allowed to steal money. And it says, lo tignov. It says, don't make a scene with a married lady. It's main thing. Lo tignov. Yeah. Ben Noach also. A goy is not allowed to do it. It's part of the same mitzvah Ben Noach. Lo tanev ha etcha. You can't say a false statement in court. Again, it's too obvious. This is not by Ben Noach. Maybe it is by Ben Noach also. The mitzvim al adinim. The Lo tachmod don't have any desire. Hashem came up with this thing. The Gemara tells us the following. Yom ha-shishi v'yichulu ha-shamayim v'aretz. I will say Kiddush every Friday night. It says Yom ha-shishi. Yom ha-shishi is the sixth day. The sixth one. Says the Gemara, it refers to Chag HaShavuot. The Torah should have given to us on the sixth day of Chodesh Sivan. Should have. Actually, we got it on the seventh, and we celebrate on the sixth. Yom HaShishi v'yichulu ha-shamayim v'aretz. It says Hashem said on the first Friday he created mankind. And said, well, I created this man, but wait. 2,000 years later, for when Hashem is going to give us the Torah, it's called Yom HaShishi. Not we don't say Yom Shishi. It says Torah Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi, Yom Shini. It says Yom HaShishi. It says Hashem said, I'm waiting on the sixth day of Sivan to see if they're going to accept the Torah. What was on the first Friday? Hashem created mankind. Comes the Torah and says like this, Hashem spoke to the angels. He said, let's manufacture, let's create a person betalmenu kidmutenu, in our shape. What do you mean your shape? Hashem has no shape. What do you mean Hashem? Angels have no shape. It's a spiritual shape. When the angel comes down, he can form himself a shape. He can put himself in a body. But Hashem discusses with the angels, Hashem tells the angels, I'm going to manufacture a person. How much was it? Says the Gemara, when Hashem created mankind, the angels thought this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to think. Hashem said, no. I'm here upstairs, this is my creature downstairs. What do you mean? Angels look downstairs, and they see mankind, and they think this is God. What do you mean this is God? We're talking about angels. Angels think that the person on the floor is God. What does that mean is God? What do you mean? He's lying on the floor. Before he stood up, they already thought it is God. The Gemara says one of the Chachamim, after the Romans in Machshimam destroyed the Tamikdash, they destroyed all the graves, and nobody knew where the Chachamim were buried. Really, the Ari is one of the first in our generations before that he went in Tzfat, and he said, this over here is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, over here is this, all the graves that we have today in the Galil is from the Ari. Before the Ari, they didn't know anything. He said, it's Rabbi Zabar Abilai. He said, it's Rabbi Tamen Uziel. This Ari went with a stick, with a prime vital. It says, over here, this, is this. if it's the same spot that he showed. But the Gemara says, "But the word Chacham, his name was Rabbina was one of the Chachamim Amoraim. Oh, 1500 years ago, less than 1500 years ago, 1300 years ago. He went after the Romans destroyed the Hamikdash. He went, and he was digging around to find the graves. So he came to Hebron, Marat HaMakpela. He came to the Gemara, Rabbi Batra. Here, Marat HaMakpela, he said, started to dig over there. To make sure this is where Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. He says he saw Abraham Avinu is alive. He put his head like this next to Sarah. And he said he started to dig next to Adam HaRishon. First person. So the Gemara started to dig. So he dug next to his foot. He said he dug next to his foot. So much light came outside from Marat HaMakpela. He couldn't even look. So much light. What it means, Chachamim said what it means. Hashem, when he tells the angel, when he told the angels, let's make a person. It's not the form of the person. Hashem has no form. But the body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, it's being made from 613 pistols. It's the 613 ways of behavior. That behavior resembles the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, Ari says, we say Shlosh HaMidot, Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Hapayim, Rachpeset V'Met, Notzei Chesed, Nafinu, Tzema V'Fisha, V'Nara V'Nakeh. It's 13 Midot. What is 13 Midot? 13 habits, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Moshe came up to Shamayim, he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Erech Hapayim, Erech Hapayim. Erech Hapayim means be patient. Don't punish somebody right away. Be patient. He says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about habits. His kindness, his generosity, if we may say his holiness. How to say adjectives about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it's called Akel, Agadol, Agibor, Vanora, this adjectives. But it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does certain things. And when he does it with a lot of mercy. Even his punishments are with mercy. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create mankind, and he said, let me make a person. It's not the hands, it's not the feet, it's not the eyes, it's not the ears. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two eyes and one mouth, and not the opposite. And why Hashem gave us only two ears, not four ears. And why we don't have horns. And why a camel doesn't have horns. Why the camel doesn't have ears. But when you look at the creatures, this is because every creature resembled a habit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. He didn't have in mind a person to go, you know, to the, he says, this is his body, he walks around. He says, but Salman, you look like Hashem, let me look like Hashem. He says, the Gemara further. He says, the Gemara twice in the Shas. He says, Navi Malachi says it. He says, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakotu, says the Gemara, says, you want to go learn Torah from a rabbi. He says, the Gemara, if the rabbi looks like an angel, learn from him. If he doesn't look like an angel, don't learn from him. Because the rabbi looks like an angel. Which rabbi looks like an angel? I don't even know how an angel looks like. Or do you expect the rabbi to look like an angel? And he said, no, what it means is angels, they are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they have the same concept of habits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says, an angel that was sent to do kindness, is that angel will not do a punishment. Because he is made from one kind of a habit. And this is what Hashem did when Hashem created a mankind. He did not create a mankind body. He created habits. The body resembled habits. That's why we have five fingers. That's why we have the shape of the eye this way. That's why the mouth in this shape, and the feet in this shape, and the hands in this shape. This is why Hashem made the body this way. The heart is here, and the lungs are here, and the liver is here, and the brain is like this. And what color is the brain, and what color is the liver? And all these are habits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person to be like him. But actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have so-called, if we may say, double identity. A double, like a person should be like him. Hashem told Adam HaRishon, Ani Melech Ba'Elyonim, Ata Melech Batachtonim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind. He says, I'm the king upstairs, you're going to be here. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, appointed us to be like him. Says the Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us partners in creation. And so somebody is going to ask you, what is the purpose of Ten Commandments? The purpose of Ten Commandments, you should be a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actual partner. So the Gemara, listen, if you keep Shabbat, then I say Shutaf LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara said, you say, Vayichulu HaShamayim V'aretz. Friday night, you say Kiddush, you say, Vayichulu HaShamayim V'aretz. I said, what Hashem wants you to do Kiddush? I said, Mitzvah Mehashem. It's one of the 613 mitzvot. Zachorot Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh, you have to do Kiddush. He said, Kiddush? He said, what do you say? He said, the accomplishment of the Kiddush, you become a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you mean partner with him? He said, Ramchal, yeah. That was the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he made a mankind, it's not because Hashem wants him to do this, to do that. He says, you are here the way I'm upstairs. What do you mean? This the Gemara says, was do aflaga. The aflaga said, we want to go upstairs. So very crazy people want to go upstairs. They're going to build a tower. You want to build a tower? You're going to climb upstairs. What's wrong with you people? I said, no, that's what Hashem told mankind. The Dorachayim Hashem had in mind. The Adam Rishon should hop upstairs, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he wants, hop back downstairs. Like Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, and he says, this was the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That actually a person should look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Betzalmenu Kidmutenu, should look like an angel. Don't really look like an angel. Angel has no shape. Hashem has no shape. Hashem has habits. V'ra'it HaTachorai. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to know your habits. Hashem said, look behind me, you see the knot of the tefillin. From this you can understand my habits. And after Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Moshe said to Hashem, I would like to see you. What do you mean you want to see me? Or the eni na et rachecha ve'da'acha b'shem. Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would like to know your habits, how you behave exactly, because why you want, because I have to behave the same thing. That's what he says. And he says, you can't expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on you if you have no mercy on others. You can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be generous to me if you have no generosity. You cannot ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do anything if you're not pure, because He wants you to be pure. Why? Because He made you in His shape. Kedoshim ti, you have to be pure. You have to be holy. Why? Ki Kadosh. Ani Hashem Elokechem. He says, that's why I made you. That's called Betzalmenu Kidmotenu. That's the purpose of creation. Hashem did not make us, we have to go to work. Hashem did not have in mind, if we say, when He created us, we should go to work, and we should walk around like this. Hashem wants us to be like Him, exactly like Him. This was the purpose. Why Hashem wanted it, we'll never understand, says the Ramchal. Even if the Mashiach will come, we don't understand. But we know our task, we know our obligation. Our obligation is, I have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachol kamoni. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell him, Kedoshim to you. So Moshe said, Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh, you have to be like you. Hashem said, no, like me, no. What do you think, you're going to be holy like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yeah, you should have thought that you have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He made you that way. He made you Betzalmenu Kidmutenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manufactured so-called a double for Himself. This was mankind. And that's what the angels who saw there, Adam HaRishon lying on the floor, they said, this is God. What do you mean this is God? This is God. Yeah, because when you look at a person, you don't look at the physical body. You have to look at the neshama that's under his body. He says, the body is just a suit. When you look at a person, you say, oh, this man, he says, you don't understand. The face, the body, the skin, the bones are just the suit of a person, says Rabbi Chaim Vital. It's the neshama of the person. And the neshama of the person is made from 613 pieces. The 613 pieces are 613 habits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this, he gave us the Torah. So actually like this, he says that Goy has to follow only 7 mitzvot, but he is not in the shape of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means the body is, but it doesn't have that called light inside. When Rav Bina dug Marat HaMachpelah and he saw Adam HaRishon, he says he already was buried thousands of years before. He opened up next to his heel, the Gemara says. Galgal, Makhe Galgal Achama, he says the sun, the light of the sun, is nothing to compare the light that comes from the heel of Adam, of mankind, of Adam HaRishon. Because that exactly what Adam HaRishon was to be. Was to be that way. For this Hashem made him. And that's what the angel said. We want to bow down to him. This is God. Hashem said, no. This is what I created for downstairs. I am the God upstairs. He is for downstairs. This was the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is an obligation of a person all his life. That he have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So 7 mitzvot that Hashem gave Adam HaRishon and gave Noach, are not going to give that person the light and the energy to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you know, you like a creature, like every other creature that walks around and flies around here, but you're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you need to have 630 mitzvot. This is the secret of the Ten Commandments. That Hashem wanted us to have the Ten Commandments. He forced us to have commandments. He picked up the mountain and said, you must take it. This is why? Because originally when I made you, before the snake touched Chava Imenu, this is the night of Adam HaRishon, the habits in the light of Adam HaRishon was, if we say, comparable to the habits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we can understand it. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu, after the golden calf, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to know how you look like. What do I look like? As now, the Hashem is nobody. No, I want to see the habits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is true, Am Israel saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they crossed Yam Suf, they saw some kind of a blue cloud. But you know, when Hashem says to Moshe, listen, I want them to be my nation. Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh, holy nation. He said, listen, we have to know what it is. But what do you want to see? We want to see Hashem. You don't have to see. We want to see habits. Habits we want to see. We want to see behavior. And then we know what we got to do. Because it's obligations. That's what the Gemara says. If we would have said no, Hashem would destroy the world. Why Hashem destroy the world? Why? But we keep seven mitzvot, and the seven mitzvot is not the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is that the person has to look like a Kadosh Baruch. That's the Gemara says, when we stood on Har Sinai, Paskaz Homatan, says the Gemara, the dirt that everybody had from the snake vaporized. They all had light. As the angels came and put crowns on top of us. It says, now you're crowned. Now it's called you a Melech, Ben Melech. It says, Eved Melech Melech. It says, you look like a Kadosh Baruch. Ani Amarti, Elokim Atem Ovnei Enot Kochem. As the Mizmor said yesterday, Hashem said, I wanted you to be like a God. I want you to be like a God. Hashem wanted us to be like a God. This is from his humbleness. That he doesn't want to be the only king. He wants us to be kings. Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. And that's really the whole purpose of the commandments. So when a person does something wrong, what he does, he is stripped from himself, says Dari, the light. It's called Oh Makif. He says that now you don't look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The light is off. The light is off. The light is off. Defeated the purpose of creation of the person. He says that the whole life, the aim is I have to have light. Says the Hashem Tzvakot. He says that the rabbi has to look like an angel. I don't know how an angel looks like. So the angel is energy. He says the energy of angel is the energy of Hashem. Hashem spoke to the angels and he said, make the person. I'm going to make a person with the same light, so called, that I have. So the Gemara says, Abelezer Agadol, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, when he used to give lectures, light used to come from his face. It was the night time. They didn't have no light in the house. And so he said the lecture was light in the house from his face. That's what Hashem had, it's called Abelezer Agadol. That's what Hashem had in mind. And says, that is the purpose of the Ten Commandments. It's a Yom HaShishi. It says, it's come Shavuot. It says, what is Shavuot all about? Shavuot, it says, this is that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you like you never had a sin, says the Gemara Yerushalmi. It means you get back the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says you're going to become a new person because it refers to the first Friday. The first Friday was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem manufactured a person, but Hashem said, this creature is going to be like me. So when it's going to be like me, when you accept the 630 mitzvot, so then you're going to be. So Chayin Yisrael Shem Neged Ha'aretz says, okay, you should know, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Yisrael Elokeinu Echad, it's one unit. They say you have to be one, you have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be like him. Kel Rachum V'Chanun has no jealousy, is humble and everything else. He says, well, with all the respect, our great grandparents did not behave this way. That's what the Gemara says, that's what the Torah says. It says the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, that this is the downfall. The Gemara says that until Mashiach will come, will suffer from what they did to Yosef. That's what they did to Yosef. The first thing what they did, of course, they wanted to kill Yosef. They threw stones on Yosef. They told the dogs, go bite and kill Yosef. Then they took Yosef, threw him into the pit with snakes. And they undressed Yosef and they stole his garment. And they slaughtered a goat and they dipped the garment in the blood. And they cheated Yaakov. They said, we found it. And then Yosef went down to Egypt and he had this test that almost failed with a married lady. I understand the Ten Commandments is exactly the story. First two commandments, I am God. You God, and you God. So I will tell you exactly. Don't ever say my name for nothing. You know who did it first? The brothers. Since the Gemara, the brothers were nine. Benjamin was home, Reuven was away. And the brothers wanted to make sure nobody's going to tell Yaakov what happened. I said, we're going to make a swear. We're going to make a swear. Nobody ever will tell Yaakov. Not even Yitzchak. I said, okay. But we're only nine people. We need 10 people. We need Kaddish and 10 people. He says, okay, we'll call the Kadosh Baruch Hu, text him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need you for a minyan. He says, you'll call the Kadosh Baruch Hu against his will. Ramim said, you can do it. But this is a backfire now. They call the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, you're part of the minyan. I said, what do we do? He says, we make a swear that no one should know what we're going to do. What are we going to do? We're going to kill Yosef. So this is Lot Yitzad, third command, the world was shaking. This is what you did. You, the worst thing in the world, what you did. You took a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you brought him down. You brought the Shekhinah down for the wrong thing. You have no Yirat Shamayim. You have no Mora. The Gemara says before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, his Talmidim asked him, give us a bracha. He said, I give you a bracha. You should have fear of God. The fear of God? What do you mean fear of God? Of course, you have no fear of God. I wish you would have fear of God the same way you have from a trooper on the highway. Says the Gemara, look what the brothers did. The whole Ten Commandments is against the brothers. This is the first two. Is it means you have to believe in God. You believe in God? You don't believe in God. Of course you don't believe in God. You made Hashem come down, and you made him a partner in a crime. And it says, Zachor, Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshot, Yosef kept Shabbat. The brothers didn't keep Shabbat, says the Gemara. The brothers went with the donkeys on Shabbat, says Rav Chaim Vital. Yosef Mokir Shabbat, Yosef kept Shabbat. Kabed et Avicha v'timicha. Yosef respected his father. Yosef did not do a scene with the lady because of respect of his father. The brothers did not respect the father. They cheated the father. They showed the father a garment that they said, we found it on the street. But the whole thing was a lie. Lo tirtzach, don't kill. They wanted to kill Yosef. Lo tignov, ki ganov gunav timet on Ivrim. They stole Yosef. Lo tinaf, they caused Yosef to almost fail in the test with the lady. Lo tanev arachai chakir, don't say a false statement. You said it to your father. The false statement, you found it, you're a liar. Lo tachmo, jealousy, because Yaakov made Yosef a garment. But this whole thing started, this whole Ten Commandments, that you have to be pure in your habits. It's called preparation for Chag HaShavuot, is we have to clean ourselves. That's what we say in the Kat Amazon, in our text. Rachamani tato ravato b'libin. Hashem, please, give us the Torah. What do you need the Torah for? What do you need the Torah for? I'll tell you why I need it for. They say, we want to have the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our face. We should not sin. Whatever we do is truly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashkenazim don't have any Mekat Amazon. But says, that's what the Sfaradim have in Mekat Amazon. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, my life, what do you want? I want Yirat Shamayim. See, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Sefer Dvarim, in the last speech, מה השם אלוקיך דורש ממך ואתה ישראל. Now, I'm Israel. Someone is going to ask you, what does Hashem want from you? I said, one thing. He says, fear of God. כי מיראת השם אלוקיך. I said, why? Because if you have fear for הקדוש ברוך הוא, you're not going to do bad things. You're not going to do bad things. You're going to look like הקדוש ברוך הוא. I said, that's the whole purpose of the Ten Commandments. And that's הקדוש, and the Am Israel said, we want to see Hashem. We want to see Hashem, not to see. No, we want to see his habits. The same way Moshe is going to say. And that's actually Moshe tells them after the whole scenery was finished. And Am Yisrael said, we were all shaken up, we all died. Moshe said, you know, Hashem did it on purpose. It says, if you have no fear, you're going to do a sin. A sin, it doesn't matter to Hashem, a sin, says the Gemara. Hashem wants you to have good habits. And if you do a sin, you cannot have good habits. The Torah was given to us to have good habits. You have to be united. You have to love everybody. You have to be kind to everybody. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to kill. It's all these things. It's bad habits that you have inside yourself. There's a Gemara. You embarrass somebody. You kill somebody. It says you steal somebody's mind. It says this is something between you and a person. You say you go and you tell somebody the wrong idea, or you do something to him, and you say something to him that's not 100% true. It's called Loti Gnov. You steal his mind. Says the Gemara. Lotenu. It's all the whole Torah, says the Gemara, letzaref et midotenu. The whole purpose of the Torah is you should be a good Jewish boy. That's it. It doesn't matter how long a beard you have or what, how big the sombrero is. He says you got to be a good person. You have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum. Mahu Chanun, Afata Chanun. Hashem is mercy. Hashem gives, you should give. That's it. Because that's what Hashem made you. And if you don't want to be like Hashem, it means there's no purpose of creation. You die, finish. And what happened? What happened? So the person doesn't want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be like him. You have to, that's what Hashem told Moshe. Don't tell him anything else. Attend him, Melechet Kohanim, Vegoi Kadosh. Melechet Kohanim, the Gemara says, the Kohanim is to teach Am Israel all the time Torah. He says, for what's the purpose? It's not the Torah, it's the purpose. Via the Torah. If you keep the Torah, you become a good person. You can't be a good person if you don't keep the Torah. If you don't keep Shabbat, you're not good. You then, I'm good. Yeah, it's going to come to a point, it come to a minute, that all of a sudden you lose yourself. And you do something, it's not right. Look at the brothers. Want to kill Yosef. What did he do to you? Because the father bought him a garment. The father got Yosef a garment. For this you want to kill the guy. What do you want from the guy? What do you want? It's your brother. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your people? This is without Torah, without Shabbat. This is the whole thing is downfall. You're going to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The earth shook. Hashem said, don't say my name for nothing. He said, who said first? The brothers. They said, come over here. We need you for a minion to shoot you in your leg. Nobody should tell Yaakov what happened. For this you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of Chag HaShavuot is a preparation for a good habit, says the Gemara. That's the only time Am Yisrael had no machloket. Said Chatam Sofer, the time of Shabtai Tzvi, that people thought he is Mashiach. It says Am Yisrael split. Big giant Chachamim. We're talking about giants. I went to an Ibishis with them. He said, he is Mashiach, he is Mashiach. Said Chatam Sofer, I don't know if he is Mashiach or not. He said, but Mashiach was at the door. Because the machloket of the Rabbanim and the Chachamim, Mashiach went away. You can't have no machloket. It says, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Haaretz, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody is Teshuvah. I said, what is Teshuvah? Teshuvah on what? Teshuvah on what? It says, Teshuvah on machloket. It says, the Gemara, in front of Am Yisrael in the desert, there are the two arks. One was the Luchot, the Ten Commandments. Next to it was the coffin of Yosef. It says, the Gemara, the Goyim, heard about it. They couldn't see it. Because it was a cloud. They heard. In front of Am Yisrael, the two arms. One is a dead man. One is the Ten Commandments, the second set of the Luchot. Ask, what is this all about? As you see, this guy in the coffin, he kept this. He kept this. Says the Gemara, what do you mean he kept this? Yosef never took revenge of his brothers. Never hated his brothers. Never had anything against him, even what they did to him. This because the Gemara said, Yosef looked like Adam HaRishon. Yosef looked like, the light of Yosef, from his face, was the light of Adam HaRishon, which means his habits were perfect, watched himself. Says the Gemara, when he came to Potiphar's house, and Potiphar said to Yosef, can I have a cappuccino? So Yosef used to say some certain things. So Potiphar said, oh, he's a magician. And the Gemara says, he sees how Yosef behaves. He doesn't look at the girls. Says the Gemara, the girls won't dress properly. In the palace. Potiphar lived in the palace. It used to be the palace of Paro. This is the palace. The original Paro took Sarah and Sarah kidnapped Sarah. It was a palace. Potiphar lived in a big palace. He had girls over there walking not nude. Joseph used to walk on the street in the palace with eyes closed all the time. This is Potiphar realized, the man is son of God. Son of God. He's the son of God. He says, he doesn't look, he's watching his eyes. Watching eyes, you have light in your face, says Dari. He says, you have a light in your face, I mean, you look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is called light. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a light. Hashem gives you the light in your face. That's what the Gemara says. If the rabbi has light in his face, he's a good rabbi. If not, he's a faker, he's not a rabbi. So don't learn from him. He knows the whole Shas. You know what I'm saying? But you don't understand. It's not the Torah, it's with the accomplishment of the Torah. After you know the Torah, what you have to do? But Hashem should plant the Torah in our heart. And then what? You want the fear of Hashem. And then you call Ma'asin Hashem Shamayim. Whatever we do is 100% agreeable by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you want in your lifetime. So you took Yosef, and not only you did certain things. So why we say it in Birkat HaMazon? The Gemara says, Veshvu Le'echolachem. So the Gemara, after they sold Yosef, before the Sod Yosef, I'm sorry, before the Sod Yosef, they're going to wash their hands and they're going to have a pita. Pita v'shakshuka. Pita v'shakshuka. Pita v'shakshuka. And the Gemara says, okay, now let's say Berkat Mazon. Yudah said, I don't think we say Berkat Mazon now. I say we're going now to do something bad to Yosef. That's the whole idea, says the Torah. The Torah tells you. The Torah says the whole episode, the whole story about Yosef is the having now and they have breakfast, bagel with lax. You're making bagel lax now? Bagel lax? No, I want to say bracha. What is bracha? So the Gemara, I want to say Berkat Mazon. You just say Berkat Mazon. No, it's not about Berkat Mazon. We're going now not to kill Yosef. We're going to sell Yosef. In Berkat Mazon, Kim Chachamim says this, Arachaman. He says, Arachaman, please. In Berkat Mazon, please, I want to do everything that agreeable by you. It's called a Shem Shamayim. He says, this is called, you can have it only if you have Yirat Shamayim, only if you have the light in your face. But light in your face only if you keep the Ten Commandments, if you keep the Torah. For this, Hashem forced us to keep the Torah. So he wants, you must accept it. Why? Because if not, what's the purpose of creation? Hashem did not create people to walk on the street. Hashem created people to be kings, to be Mamlechet Kohanim Vegoy Kadosh, holy people, to be so-called some kind of God. Because people wanted Ramah Rishon to be like a God here downstairs. This is our obligation to the world. It's called, you are the chosen nation, only chosen nation. Not because we keep the Torah. Because the purpose of creation was to be a Jew, to accept the 630 mitzvot, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have good habits. As Chachamim said, the whole purpose of the Torah is the mitzvot is to make a person a better person. Without the Torah, you cannot become a better person. You must keep all the mitzvot. When you keep the mitzvot, it's not the mitzvot. What says the Gemara? Who doesn't care less? You have kosher food, you have no kosher food. But if you have no kosher food, you can have bad habits of animals. If you don't keep certain mitzvot, you will not be able to acquire the habits of a Kadosh Baruch. So you got to be 100%, keep the mitzvot 100%. He says this in order, so called, to complete the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He wanted us to look like. The rest of the Zohar says, "Beshavuot atidim efek galuta." Shavuot is the time that you come out of exile. Why are you in exile? In exile because we did a sin. We did a sin, it means you don't belong in Eretz Israel. You don't belong in Israel because you have no light. He says, Shavuot is the time that the person should accept, says the Gemara, the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on him, the Torah. You accept the Torah, and the Torah will give you fear. You have fear. You look like an angel. You look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you back to Israel and have a minute. Chag Sameach.